الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وحده لا شريك له ولا نظير له ولا ند له ولا ضد له ولا مثل له ولا مثال له ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله يأمركم أن تؤدوا الأمانات إلى أهلها وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا ضيعت الأمانة فانتظر الساعة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله العظيم وبلغنا رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. My respected elders and brothers, as we get closer to the day of Qiyamah, one quality that slowly has become rare or is becoming extinct amongst us is the quality of honesty. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in one hadith, إِذَا ضُيَّعَتِ الْأَمَانَةُ فَانْتَظِرِ السَّاعَةِ, that when honesty is lost, then just wait for Qiyamah. That is a sign to show that now Qiyamah is very close. That it's very difficult to find an honest person. It's very difficult to find a truthful, trustworthy person anymore. We see that amongst ourselves now, this dishonesty has become like the currency of the day. From a common man on the street, right up to presidents of countries, to find an honest person is like almost impossible. It's become very rare to find this quality of honesty in people anymore. We had seen in the recent lootings that had taken place, how much of dishonesty. People had footage of their own staff coming into their businesses and looting the businesses from beginning to end with no care or concern that this is the same person who looked after me for so many years. So this aspect of honesty, how important it is for us to bring it into our lives and to try and live as an honest person and stay away from dishonesty. When we look into the life of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we see that the cornerstone of the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was this truth and honesty. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before he even became a Nabi, he was known with two titles, As-Sadiq Al-Ameen, the truthful, the honest. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was extremely honest in everything that he did. And he promoted this honesty wherever he went, that a Muslim is a person who is true. A Muslim is a person who lives by his word. A Muslim never allows a lie to come out of his tongue. This is what we learn and this is what we teach to our children as well. That whatever you do, remain truthful. Never ever become a liar. Never ever become a dishonest person. Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, in his Fazail-e Sadaqat, he has mentioned about four incidents. Four incidents as the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has mentioned. One incident is about Hazrat Muaz bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Muaz bin Jabal radiallahu anhu is sent by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Yemen. And he's on his way, he's on the road. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sends a messenger to say, call Muaz back. Muaz radiallahu anhu is called back. Imagine he's on the road already. He's not like traveling today. The old days through the desert. He's called back. The man is called back, he comes back. Hazrat Muaz radiallahu anhu presents himself to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, Muaz, do you know why I called you back? There's one advice that I'm giving you, and one lesson that I'm teaching you, that when you go to Yemen, never ever be dishonest. Never ever be dishonest. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read this ayat, وَمَنْ يَغْلُلْ يَأْتِي بِمَا غَلَّ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. That person who is dishonest, that person who is dishonest, he will come with the burden of his dishonesty on the day of Qiyamah. He'll have to answer before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for his dishonesty. Furthermore, the Shaykh rahmatullah Ali mentions another incident about one slave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His name was Mid'am, and he accompanied Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on his journey to Khaybar. So this huge battle was taking place in Khaybar, and Mid'am was with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one day, whilst he's taking the saddle off the camel of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's unsaddling that camel. And as he's unsaddling that camel, from nowhere a stray arrow came and hit him in his jugular. The man was martyred immediately. Sahaba-i kiram radiallahu anhum amazed that, wow, mashallah, congratulations. The man is martyred, the slave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and there a stray arrow shoots him, and he's passed away. He's killed as a martyr, he died as a martyr. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his reply to them was, never, never, there is a blanket of fire that is wrapped around him, and he's suffering in Jahannam. Sahaba kiram are shocked that the man died as a martyr. He says he one day took a blanket dishonestly from someone. That blanket has now become a blanket of fire around him, and he is suffering for that. Took a blanket dishonestly, and this became a person who is shaheed in the path of Allah. But this is what has happened. That was one incident. Another incident, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali mentions, is in a battle of Hunain. In a battle of Hunain, there was a person who was killed, there was martyred. Sahaba-i kiram radiallahu anhum, they brought his janazah, they got his body ready. A shaheed, there's no ghusl for a shaheed. But you'll place him in his coffin, whatever it is, and bring his janazah there. Janazah is brought. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asked that please perform the janazah salah of this person who is martyred in a battle. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's reply to them is, you may read the janazah yourself. I will not perform the janazah of this person. Sahaba ikram are shocked again. Ya Rasulullah, the man is martyred. He's a shaheed. How can you not perform his janazah salah? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's reply to them was, when the mali ghanimat, the booty was kept there, your friend acted dishonestly and he took something that didn't belong to him. As a result of this, I will not read his janazah salah. Sahaba kiram say, when we went to look in his belongings, there were few beads that were there which he had taken from the pile of ghanimat. But this too, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could not tolerate, that a person cannot act dishonestly. How can a person ever be dishonest with regards to anything? So here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam refused to perform the janazah salah because of this one act of dishonesty. And the fourth incident that the Shaykh rahmatullah Ali mentions is, he says one day Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was walking through the marketplace, and he came across one person who was selling some grain, whether it was wheat or rice, whatever it was he was selling. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through wahi, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala informed him, he placed his hand in that pile of wheat, and he found that in the center, the wheat was wet, it was moist. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked this person, how are you selling rice like this? Or how are you selling grains like this? So he mentioned, Ya Rasulullah, last night it rained, and in the rain my grain got wet. So I brought it here, the wet grain, and I just covered it up with some dry grain. So the customer will be deceived into thinking that this is all dry, good stuff. But inside is all that wet grain, which is obviously fermenting inside. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very upset with him. He says, this is an act of dishonesty. Man ghashana falaysa minna. That person who deceives us like this, who cheats us like this, he's not amongst us. He's not amongst us. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would abhor this act of dishonesty. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not like it, that a Muslim must act dishonestly in anything. He must be 100% true and truthful in whatever he does. Now a person is at work, or a person is working for someone. In every act of ours today, we have to show that honesty. One person was telling me, he had a domestic servant that was working for him. He says, Maulana, in the 15 years that she worked for me, this woman was so honest. I can't tell you one thing went missing from my house. Not one phone, not one cent, not one rand ever went missing from my house. She was a non-Muslim woman, but such honesty she had. He says, after she left, I've got such headaches. I can't get an honest person to come
come and work. All my things are just going missing from the house. And today what a person is looking for, he's looking for honesty. The thing that's look, every person is looking for in every department of this world is a person is looking for an honest person. Who can be honest to work for me? Or who can I find an honest employer who I can work for? So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is speaking, stressing on this aspect of honesty, how a person should be honest in everything he does. Maulana Katani sahab was telling us that the other day he came out of the masjid, one person gave him a lift on his car, he got a for sale sign on the car. So Maulana asked him, you're selling your car? He says, yeah, I'm selling the car. Maulana says, I looked at the odometer, I'm telling him, this is like a brand new car, there's hardly any mileage on this. Car is brand new, no mileage on the car. So the person is saying, Maulana, I disconnected the odometer. So when I sell it, I can get it at a better price. So Maulana is telling him, this is dishonesty. How can you do this? This, you're deceiving the customer by doing this. He says, I didn't know this is dishonesty. I thought I'm acting smart. And many of us think like this. By deceiving the customer, by deceiving other people. These are acts of dishonesty for which we will have to answer before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. A person has to be honest in everything he is doing. Even if he's doing a noble act, like teaching the Quran Sharif. If he's employed in a madrasa, and he's employed to teach the Quran Kareem. That time that he's teaching the Quran Sharif, those children that he's teaching the Quran, he has to be extremely honest to the people who hired him and to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is watching him. The time that he's employed for, remember Quran is something no one in the world can pay you for. That knowledge only Allah ta'ala can reward you for. But if you're employed, you're employed for your time. If you're supposed to be teaching from 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock, then you're employed for that time. If you're coming at 5 past 3, that's an act of dishonesty. Because you're not there on time. And if whilst teaching Quran, or whilst teaching those children, you're playing with your cell phone, then that's an act of dishonesty as well. A person has to be extremely honest. He has to have this fikr and concern. One day I have to stand before Allah. I have to answer to Allah Ta'ala for my deeds. I can hide from people here in this world. I can't hide from Allah. Sayyidina Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, one day he's walking through the desert, and he stops with his companions. He lays down the dastarkhan and he's about to partake of his meal when he sees a shepherd. A shepherd is coming with his goats. Hazrat Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma tells him, why don't you join us? We're sitting down for meals. So the shepherd says, Jazakallah, you continue. I am fasting. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu says, in this heat, in the desert, it's not even the month of Ramadan, you are fasting. He says, I'm hoping that Allah will reward me for this roza I'm keeping on this hot day. So Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu is quite surprised. And then he tells him, see, you've got this whole herd of sheep that are here. I'm asking you, can you sell me one of these sheep? We will slaughter it, we will braai it, we will roast it, and we'll eat it at the time of iftar. So the shepherd says, I cannot do this because I'm not the owner of the sheep. I am working for the owner, and he has given me a responsibility to just look after his sheep. I cannot sell his sheep for him. So Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu says, I wanted to test this young boy. And I said to him, okay, see, your owner won't know. You can mention to him. You can mention to him that a wolf came and devoured one sheep, and we'll slaughter it, we'll braai it, and your owner won't know anything about it. When the slave heard this, he closed his eyes and he looked up towards the skies and he says, Fa'ain Allah, Fa'ain Allah. Then where's Allah? If I'm going to lie to my owner, where? How can I lie to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I cannot lie to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu was so touched by this. He says that, I kept on repeating these words, Fa'in Allah, Fa'in Allah, that this young shepherd who is here in the desert, he is worried and he's concerned about Allah. He's got concern that he has to stand and answer to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. My respected elders and brothers, how many of us have that concern within ourselves? That whatever we do, whatever we say, whatever we intend, we have to stand one day before Allah and answer to Allah ta'ala for our deeds. That concern, that fikr must come into our hearts. This is what will bring honesty in us. And remember, honesty is such a thing that Allah ta'ala will repay us and He'll reward it for it. And dishonesty is a thing which you will get punished for it in this world and you'll get punished for it in the akhirah. Ask people who were busy looting during this time. For that moment they thought they did a very good thing, they took away whatever they wanted. They lost their jobs and most of them lost their loot also. Now they're sitting without the loot and without the job also. So all of this is lost because of dishonesty. Yet if a person is honest between him and between Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of him. This young shepherd, it happened afterwards, Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu returned to Madinah Munawwara, and he came back and he purchased this shepherd from his master. He purchased the whole herd of sheep. He freed the slave and he gave him the whole herd of sheep as a hadiah. As this is the reward of honesty, that when a person is honest, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of you. Inna Allaha basirun bil ibad. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is looking at his slaves. He's watching us. He's watching us very carefully. Wama kana rabbuka nasiya. And Allah ta'ala doesn't forget the good that we do. Inshallah, I'll mention two incidents. One is mentioned about a very great muhaddis. His name was Abu Bakr Wasiti rahmatullah alayh. He had gone for Hajj once, and in Makkah Mukarramah, he was suffering extreme pangs of hunger. Days had passed, and he had absolutely no food. One day, whilst he was walking on the streets of Makkah Mukarramah, he found one purse. And inside that purse, there was a pearl necklace and lots of gold coins. So he knew that this is obviously something very expensive, and it seems like someone has lost it. If I'm going to leave it here on the street, it's going to get stolen. I'd rather take it away and keep it in trust, in amanat. He says, I took this purse away, and a few days later, there was a person announcing in Makkah that I lost my purse. If there's any person who found it, please, I will give you a reward of 100 dirhams. So Abu Bakr Wasiti rahmatullah alayhi asked him if he could describe the purse, and he explained exactly what he had inside. Abu Bakr Wasiti checked it. He said, definitely this person is the owner. He went and he handed it over to him. This person said, I promised you a reward. He said, I will not take the reward. I will get the reward directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, please take something from me. He says, no, this belonged to you, and honesty demands of me that I give it back to you in the way that I found it. Jazakallah, I'll take nothing from you. Inshallah, Allah will reward me for it. This is honesty. A person is so honest between him and between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abu Bakr Wasiti rahmatullah alayhi, he says, few years later, when I left Makkah Mukarramah and I was going back home, I was on the ship and the ship wrecked. I was the only survivor on that ship. I floated on a piece of plank for a few days until eventually I landed up on one island. He says, I wondered whether there was anybody living on this island until I heard the azan. He says, I went towards the direction of the azan and I found a masjid. There were Muslims that were living in that area, and they heard my story. They gave me a little room to sleep in the masjid. And I was being an alim, I used to perform the salah in the masjid as well. He says, to pass my time, I called all the children of the village and I started off a maktab, teaching the little children how to recite the Quran Kareem. He says, the people, they realized after a few days that this person is actually an asset for us in this area, because we can see the difference in our children, how they are learning the Quran Kareem, the difference in their akhlaq and their behavior. So they decided that let's try and keep this person here. It mustn't be that after a few days now, he decides to go away back home, and we lose such a great alim in our community. So what's the easiest way to tie a man down is to get him married in that area. In English, in slang, they say also, you get him buckled. So they buckle him down in this place. They found a pious girl in the area, and they told him, why don't you get married? So he got married to this girl. And he says the first day when he met her and the family took him to go meet his bride, he says the biggest shock he got was to see that necklace around her neck. And he says, this is the same necklace which I found in Makkah Mukarramah. When he said this, the people shouted out a takbir. And he said, this girl's father passed away a few months ago. And he used to always tell us about one honest person who he met in Makkah Mukarramah, who found his purse and wouldn't want to accept anything from him. He said he used to always make dua to Allah Ta'ala, that, oh Allah, let my daughter marry this pious person who I met in Makkah Sharif. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you in different ways. That necklace came back to him in a halal way, in a pure way. This is the reward of honesty. Mawlana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi mentions another incident where he says there was a person who was once traveling on a train, and whilst he was traveling on this train, he had a huge bag of money with him. So, traveling, he had to come to a station, it was night time. The next train was only to leave 12 hours later. So where was he spend the night? He went up to the station master and asked the station master if he'll give him, if he's got a place for him to sleep. So the station master said, yes, I've got my room here. So the person confided in him and said, I've got this bag of money which I'm taking now to another area, and I've got no place where I can spend the night. So the station master said, okay, no problem, you sleep here in my room. But the niyat and the intention of the station master changed. He said, a huge bag of money, we can try and take this thing away from him. So he gave him the room, and when this person went and settled himself up in the room, the station master called one of the menial workers, Chaprasi. He called him, he told him, come here, there's a person who's sleeping in my room tonight. You make sure you go there in the night and you kill him. You kill him, take his body and dump it away in the river. He's got a huge bag of money. You bring that bag to me, we'll take it, split it half and half between us. This was the wrong intention, the dishonest intention of the station master. But remember, inna Allah basirun bil ibad. Allah is watching us. Allah Ta'ala is looking at us. And dishonesty is the thing that it will, must come back to bite us somewhere. If we say the wrong things, we be dishonest in our ways, in our kalam, in our speech, in our actions, in our intentions, that thing must come back and bite us somewhere. It must come back and bite us somewhere. This person now left him there in the room in the night. This traveler, this musafir, he's feeling uneasy on his chair, on the bed. After a few hours, he woke up. He couldn't get his sleep. He took his bag. He said, I'd rather spend my time on the platform. He left the room and he went. In the night, the station master's son came. Studying in university, he was tired. He saw his father's room is open. He went away inside the room. He covered himself with a blanket. He slept away. In the night, the chaprasi came, dagger in the hand. He stabbed this person to death, not knowing that this is the son of the station master. Took his body, dumped it in the river. In the morning, before the train could leave, this person comes to the station master, begging his hand, Jazakallah sahab, you gave me a room last night. Here's my train. I'm on my way. Assalamu alaikum. The man is shocked to see who, what happened? Called the chaparasi. Chaparasi said, I killed a person last night already. But who was killed? His son was killed. This is the nahusat, and this is the evil of dishonesty, that it must come back and bite us somewhere. My respected elders and friends, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, give us the tawfiq inshallah, that we can be honest in everything we do, truthful in everything we do, stay away from dishonesty. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make this dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika minal khiyana, fa innaha bi'satil bitana. Oh Allah, I seek your protection from dishonesty, for indeed this is a very evil quality and a very evil trait. Allah Pak protect us and guide us. Wa akhiru da'wana.